Drive Time on RT Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When it comes to pensions, performance counts. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Tweet at Drive Time RTE.
Violent disorder, knife point robbery and numerous other crimes were investigated on last night's episode of Crime Call. But one Fianna Fáil TD watching the show has asked if it's right to have 11 Gardaí on duty in the RTÉ studio during the programme at a time when Gardaí are in such short supply all over the country. In a few moments, I'll speak with former Garda Inspector Tony Gallagher. But first of all, Cathal Crowe is Fianna Fáil TD for Clare and joins me now. Cathal, you're very welcome. You were watching Crime Call last night.
Yeah, I came in home late. I was tuned into the programme. It's a very good programme, very important programme, and I don't want to certainly take from that. But I was juxtaposing this with a scenario which has been presented to me by the Garda Representative Association. I am aware of a corner of Ireland, I won't say where, because it would only attract criminality, I suspect. But there was a certain part of this country, a policing district, last Wednesday, which has a population of 50,000 people. It's a huge geographic area. It had just two guards on duty in a single squad car. And the points made to me by the guards were, God forbid if anything major happened in that area that night. There simply wasn't staff. I'm also increasingly, as I'm in Dublin, encountering guards from down the country who are brought in to backfill rosters in the capital. So I'm not trying to take from Crime Line. It's a very important show.
But are you saying that instead of being in an RTÉ studio, those Gardaí should be on the street somewhere?
I think I was trying to juxtapose this with what is the reality of policing in rural Ireland. And it's certainly, look, we're lacking numbers. I would also make the point that if anyone was to make a 999 call at this moment to report a live happening crime, you will not get to speak to a guard. You will get to speak to it with a public servant. The 999 calls are no longer answered by guards as of 2022. Mm-hmm. I would say that that's a retrograde step because I can think of a few examples. I reported one incident myself and it was 3 days later when I had a follow-up from the guards.
Just in relation to your point on Crime Call, are you saying that those Gardaí on Crime Call, on the Crime Call set, should be deployed elsewhere?
Well, in the main, I think guards should be on the street. I certainly don't want to take from what's happening in Crime Line.
Yeah.
I'm making the point it's a chance for me to highlight a message that has been delivered very bluntly by the Garda Representative Association that there are parts of Ireland simply without guards.
Okay, stay with me, Cathal Crowe. Tony Gallagher is former Garda Inspector and currently working with the Ash Tree Risk Group. What do you make of what Cathal Crowe is saying?
I think Cathal is right on the first part. I mean, you had two recent reports. You had the report of the Garda Inspectorate, whose aim was to ensure greater proportion of personnel deployed to the front line. That report failed. You had a report of the Garda operating model to keep people safe and increasing the frontline policing, 19 larger, more efficient divisions. That has failed in the context of what Cathal has said and the two Garda on duty in that division. But Crime Call is once a month.
Yeah. Go on, yeah.
Well, it may be, but I mean, that's the reality of it. Crime Call is on once a month on a 1 hour show. It is filtered as to what is on that show. It does offer a very valuable aid to the investigative need. Mm. And one might say that, well, did you exhaust every possibility in relation to try and find out the offenders in this crime? And that is certainly one of the avenues that you have to explore. And it has yielded great evidence because I've been on that show myself.
And is it worthwhile as a Garda?
It certainly is, yeah. It has led to, Cormac, it has led to yields of evidence and pursuits of lines of inquiry on it
and
nominations. And, well, I don't know about that instance, but I'm aware that it progressed together with other evidence that it certainly assisted in another area.
So, Cathal Crowe, it's yielding evidence, Crime Call.
I don't take for that for a moment. Yes, hello?
Yeah,
hello,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, so what do you make of that? It's yielding evidence.
It certainly is. The point I'm making, and I've been quite outspoken in these past few years, speaking up for guards in the Dáil, but what I would make the point is that the number of guards we had in that studio last night would equate to what you may have on the night shift in an entire rural county at the moment. So I would say as well that when you make a 999 call, you get through to a public servant. Perhaps we could have some of these in studio mixed in with guards as opposed to taking 11 guards and put them in studio. Look, Crime Call is a very important programme. I do not want to take from that. I'm merely shining a spotlight that policing is equal all over the country.
Should you not be shining that with your friends in government, the Minister for Justice and the Garda Commissioner?
Absolutely. No, and I've been absolutely outspoken on Garda matters in my 4 years in there. And I think that's why the GRA come to me quite frequently to highlight issues. I am merely articulating what is an experience on the ground for rank and file Gardaí, for communities that need them to be on the ground policing.
Okay.
And then as a public representative who has a mandate to represent those people.
Okay, we asked Dan Gorda Síochána for a spokesperson. They sent us this in response to what you say. Crime Call is instrumental in supporting investigations leading to numerous arrests and bringing suspects involved in serious crimes before the courts, they say. By engaging the public and encouraging cooperation through appeals, the programme continues to play a crucial role in solving cases, recovering vital evidence and enhancing overall community safety. Last night's programme, they say, was watched by over 320,000 people, providing an Gorda Síochána with a significant reach in terms of potential support for investigations. An Gorda Síochána keeps the operation of Crime Call under constant review in conjunction with RTE and the production companies involved, they say. But you've raised your concerns. I'd love to know what people think. 51551, Cathal Crowe of Fianna Fáil and Tony Gallagher, former Gorda inspector, currently working with Ash Tree Risk Group. Thank you both very much indeed.